This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
That was the actual radio broadcast, December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor Day. It is that day again, the date that will live in it and did live in infamy here in the United States, and hopefully was a warning for the future that we should never let our guard down again. And we acknowledge that and those who served in defense of liberty at that time and since. And this is the Robert Scott Bell Show Special Edition, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan E. Ward, my friend, you're back.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back on Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, big day. And Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, you're with us as well.
Yep, great to be here.
All right, well, we got a lot of catching up to do. Obviously, we want to acknowledge those who served and lost their lives in that, you know, a horrible, horrible event all those years ago. I think, 76 years or so now. And then move forward and recognize that the immune system of our nation is the military, not necessarily for offensive purposes, but to defend liberty and to be able to act in the case of inevitability if someone were to attack us, we're about to. And we should never let our guard down, just like our immune system and our body should never be let down. But having said that, the immune system of our elected representatives, pretty faulty, pretty flaky, and there's a lot going on there, Jonathan. And since we last talked, I mean, they're falling like flies, those people that are abusing their power, either sexually or in any other way inappropriately.
You know, this is a great cleansing mechanism. At last, we have something that is achieving term limits. I mean, we're getting people who are bad eggs, who've been in there for a long time, and we're getting rid of them based on something that, you know, is reprehensible behavior. But the point, bigger point, I think, is that the corruption that expresses itself when people in power abuse that power to take advantage of people and sexually harass them or otherwise abuse them, you know, this is just a one symptom of the larger disease, which is abuse of power. And it's good to see that through this mechanism, which is quite righteous and appropriate, to take people out who were responsible for harassing women in the workplace, it's great to see it. It's great to see Franken, who's a total loser, leave. And it's great to see Conyers go. And it's great to see some of these other ones go. It's good to see Matt Lauer leave the news business. You know, there's this old boys network, particularly in Congress. People are just coming to realize that they shielded themselves from responsibility. They even hid complaints so that they're non-public, and they would deal with them behind the scenes. Really repulsive way of protecting these abusers, and all of that's coming to a justly deserved end.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only hope that it reverberates through all forms of abusive behavior on Capitol Hill. I can't, don't think that it will, but at least it's a start. We have to start viewing these people as our representatives who are fortunate enough to be there. They should respect the government, respect their office, respect those who work for them, and respect their constituents enough not to abuse the power that is entrusted to them.
Yeah.
And when they do, we should kick them out.
Absolutely. Now, Cheryl, going back, you know, under the Clinton administration in the years prior, there were women who came out and claimed abuse to the extent of rape even. And what is it that is different now that the women that are coming out, this hashtag MeToo campaign that really caught fire, and that suddenly now there was outrage against these men or anybody who would abuse this power and abuse people who were in lesser relationships in terms of that power interaction?
Yeah, it's interesting that the allegations have been out there for decades, and it's only now that things are really starting to crumble. And I, you know, most people point to Harvey Weinstein as the moment in time where things sort of switched, and instead of dismissing and even denying women's claims of sexual harassment or misconduct, all of a sudden it flipped 180 in the other direction, and now all a woman, it seems, present atmosphere, all they have to do is point fingers and their claims are being taken seriously. And time will tell, and the wrongful claims will be sifted out. I think that we're going to find that that's going to be the vast minority of claims that come forward. But this course correction has been a long time in coming. And I would go even further than Jonathan and say that it's more than even an abuse of power. It's just the lack of morals and virtues that this country has been suffering under for years. And I heard one person put it this way, that if you look at it through biblical viewpoints, it's a sifting that God is putting this nation under, which I think is a rather interesting way to look at it, a different perspective that takes it even above and beyond the political realm.
Mm. Well, I think that our founding fathers knew that the best that they could hope to do was limit the damage that government would inevitably inflict, and that is people in government, once they perceive that they could get away with something. And this has been proven in psychological experiments. We've seen it in Nazi Germany. The belief that there was no consequence to action makes even formerly virtuous, perhaps, people abandon virtue. And there are very few people that could withstand that absolute power concept, right? Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. I don't believe in human form we typically have the wisdom. I'd like to think we do the right thing, but many humans show that they will not and don't, especially if they're in government and absolved of liability. Jonathan.
Well, that's true. And what oftentimes happens with these people, you know, they're pampered like you would not believe. They get all sorts of perks. They are treated like royalty. They travel around town with their black SUVs and their Mercedes and their town cars, and they're driven about. And, you know, they view themselves as celebrities, and mm-hmm. they think of themselves as untouchable. They think that they have power, that they can act upon others, but never be acted upon by someone, mm-hmm. because they think they're beyond reproach. And they get away with a lot of corrupt activities, a lot of corruption, and they get heady in their view, intoxicated by the authority that they wield inappropriately and unethically, and they think they can get away with it forever. And this is a great revolution against that way of thinking, to make them humble again,
the time of reckoning,
that no, they cannot break the law.
Yes. Well,
get away with it.
And this is why I point out the dangerous place we are with the pharmaceutical industry, particularly with vaccination, how they've been absolved of liability should their products injure or kill. There's no incentive to do right. And that, again, we find humans falling into the evil behavior that we've witnessed here. Those that believe they have power to do whatever they want over people who are weaker than them or perceived to be weaker, and there's no consequence to their action. Now, speaking of consequences and actions, how about the FBI? Cheryl, you wrote a really big piece on I don't know if it came out today, but Jim Jordan's masterful judiciary performance. Tell everybody what that was all about.
It was today, and it was at the House Judiciary hearing where Chris Wray with the FBI was in the hot seat, and I just thought, I was transfixed watching the questioning that Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan did to Chris Wray. It lasted maybe a minute longer than his allotted time, but basically he was pointing to the bias that was inherent in this whole Russia collusion investigation, and his questions were just insightful, and he raised an issue that I think is worthy that we all kind of keep in mind going forward, and that's the guy that was just fired from Mueller's team. Jim Jordan wanted to know if his name was on the application to the FISA court filing that went forward from the FBI that ultimately led to the okay to spy on American citizens. And Chris Wray couldn't answer that question. And that would be a red flag, as Jim Jordan was pointing out, because it could show that the FBI was part and parcel of teaming with the DNC and Hillary Clinton's teammates to take on a surveillance operation against Donald Trump and against the American people, which would be very wrong. So it's just something that he raised, a point that I think going forward is going to be in the media cycle. And if listeners catch it on Fox News or elsewhere, that's where it stems from. It comes directly from Jim Jordan's excellent questioning.
And Jonathan, the FBI, are they above reproach too, or is it possible that there could be a high level of corruption within that organization?
Of course. And, you know, these people around Mueller, and probably Mueller as well, really did harbor a bias against Donald Trump. They couldn't believe Donald Trump had become president of the United States. They were absolutely horrified. And they thought that they had a duty to basically a last-ditch effort to get this man out. So they were delighted when Comey was, you know, on his way out, shifted position and created this special counsel opportunity as another way to try to find a way to get rid of Donald Trump, because they couldn't get rid of him at the polls. Ultimately, Hillary won the popular vote, he won the Electoral College. So they're part of a constituency, really, inside the government that thinks that they lost the election and they want it back, even if it requires undemocratic means.
Well, it looks like that might be coming out as well. This is a unique time in all the years we've been doing this, and Jonathan's been at it, and Cheryl's been writing about it, where the light, whether you want to call it the light of God or spirit, something is shining, and it's causing those who are hiding in the shadows, doing evil things, to come out and be acknowledged for the evil that they're doing, and thrown out, which is good. We got more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I told the story of my mom who immigrated, well, her mother immigrated all the way from Lithuania on foot to what was then Palestine, and she lived through the Israeli independence, the war for independence, and everything else that ensued. And so she lived history in the 20th century. She was the first woman apparently to walk through the Negev desert in high heels. She was a flight attendant for El Al, even. It's an interesting history she wrote about in her autobiography. It's fascinating, the things that we can't conceive of here in America that actually happened. And now an amazing event just took place, I believe it was yesterday, when Donald Trump said, you know what, we're going to finally recognize Israel's capital city of Jerusalem. We're going to move our embassy there. Jonathan, Cheryl, I want to hear from both of you on this, but Jonathan, your perspective on this, because I think this was in the works long before Trump, but Trump was finally the person to say, okay, let's go ahead and do this.
He promised he would do this during the campaign, and it's a bold and brave move, and it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do regardless of the belly aching that comes out of the Middle East. These are many people who shift their positions with the sands. And they are, you know, going to object to something that they find is going to enhance the position of Israel. Israel is our only true ally in the Middle East. Israel has been with us through thick and thin, and they are a staunch defender of democracy and a staunch opponent of terrorism. And there could be nothing better for us to do, in my judgment, than to solidify our relationship that was so traduced and largely obliterated by the Obama administration's mistreatment of Israel. And now it's very clear. The United States is back recognizing Israel as its foremost ally in the Middle East, and we are making it clear that we're recognizing a fact. It is a fact that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. It has been the capital of Israel. But now we have an official pronouncement where someone's been bold enough, brave enough to do it, who is president of the United States. So hats off to Donald Trump for an excellent move, brilliant strategic move.
Cheryl, you had an interesting perspective because the Pope was acting more like politician than religious leader in his perspective.
Yeah, this Pope oftentimes does that. He usually comes out, I mean, for climate change, he's always political, immigration, always political. But you would think on Jerusalem, on naming the capital of Israel as Jerusalem, as Jonathan rightly pointed out, it is and has been, you would think that the Pope, a spiritual leader of the Catholic Church, would at least take the spiritual side over the political side on that. But no, he did not. He came out and he made a statement that seemed way more in line with what the United Nations put out, with what Arab, angry Arab nations put out about Trump's announcement than he did what other religious leaders here in America who were cheering Donald Trump did. And I just find that very interesting that this Pope can't even side with Trump on a decision that is so spiritual in perspective, and instead he has to take the political road once again.
Yeah, and think about the peace process. They say, oh, this is bad for the peace process. I'm thinking, really? You do the same thing over and over again, you expect a different result? You know, you've got to speak from strength, and if you got to acknowledge something as fact, go ahead and do it. Don't, you know, pussyfoot around it.
The peace process is a fraud. Remember, it was just in the Obama administration when the Obama administration caved to the Palestinians and basically uprooted Israeli settlements and also gave virtually all of Israel, but for you know, some parts of the nation, to be subject to a claim of right by the Palestinians.
Mm.
Obama completely abandoned Israel in the sense that he didn't defend their traditional borders. He didn't defend their right to protect themselves. He didn't defend their right to expand their military in light of all the threats. And he didn't explain that they have a fundamental right to act against those who wish to kill them. I mean, can you imagine if Mexico were to lob bombs into the southern part of the United States on a regular basis and that commit acts of terror along the border, that we would not be justified in sending troops down into Mexico to kill those terrorists?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Trump recognizes that they have that right of self-preservation.
I remember Ron Paul talking about, why are we meddling in the Middle East, these independent sovereign nations? Can't they figure out a way to work it out in their own best interest, including the right of self-defense, like you said, Jonathan, for the state of Israel? Cheryl Chumley, keep writing like you do. We love it, and I appreciate you so much. Everybody go to the Washington Times op-ed, the editorial page, the opinions page. She's doing great work there. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right, back with Jonathan after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Cheryl, everything look good?
Hello,
for next
Ty
week?
Ty Bollinger here, you know? From the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
What?
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, specifically the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, we do with Jonathan Emord each and every week when he's available to us because he's a busy guy. He's doing battle against the bureaucratic oligarchy and occasionally taking his kids to the ballet. In either case, great work. He is a tireless defender of liberty, individual liberty, and tackling those who would, you know, basically try to take that away from us or maintain that theft that has already occurred, you know, with preemption, with the FDA, the FTC, different branches of the executive branch, interestingly enough, that operate as all three branches, which is unconstitutional, but it seems like that word doesn't cause much stir or attention. And he's written a number of books, including The Rise of Tyranny. You can find him at emore.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now. Now, Jonathan, on Big Pharma, and you've spent a lot of your career, of course, tackling issues of health freedom, First Amendment issues as well, the freedom to speak about these things. And we know that the FDA has a bias in favor of Big Pharma and a bias against natural substances that are not patented, not synthetic and isolated and patented for that billion, multi-billion dollar profit scheme. What is it that the, like the Merck, there's a case here we have in the show notes that maybe, I think it's in the Supreme Court now, Fierce Pharma is covering it. It's a petition by a lot of, like 500 different people that were harmed by a drug that Merck makes, by bisphenates like Fosamax. And they're suing, and they're saying that there was a warning label that they didn't put on, and so they should be held liable. But they're going and saying, our defense is that the FDA wouldn't let us do it. I mean, is this a real argument?
Yeah, and it's one that oftentimes prevails. It has, in the lower courts, prevailed quite often because what they argue is that, look, we went to the FDA. We revealed all of our, in the drug approval process, we revealed all of our information, and the agency took that into account, and it proposed a specific, it authorized a specific label, and that's the label we used. Why should we be held liable? Because we didn't have control over the content that is being communicated to the public. Well, that's really a half-truth, and the reason why it's a half-truth is that the FDA is really a captive of the drug industry, and it is the drug industry that does the testing of these drugs, and it's the drug industry that proposes label content. And if there was a real problem with a drug, you're never going to see it presented to the FDA, honestly, because the FDA would arguably then take it into account and deny drug approval. And that's what should have happened in this case with the bisphosphonates, with the Fosamax, because these drugs are very, very harmful, because while they will cause a DEXA scan to show greater bone density, the fact is they depend upon shutting down the osteoclasts, which are the cells that break bone tissue down, and just allowing the osteoblasts, the ones that build bone tissue, to run wild. You would think, oh yeah, that's good to just build bone tissue, but that's not how it works. Your bones are capable of withstanding pressure from, say, jumping or running, only because they're flexible, and that flexibility is achieved by the breakdown. It's a constant function, a yin and yang type of thing, where the bones are broken down and the bones are built back up. If you shut down one side of that equation, it makes the bones brittle when you only build, only have bone mineralization taking place on the exterior of the bone. Not only that, it masks the reality, which is the bone matrix is breaking apart inside mm-hmm. the bone. And so what happens with these people is they're on these drugs for a number of years, and then they get brittle bones, and then when they have their next fall, their bones break, their hips break. And this is happening so commonly, and it's because these drugs don't work. The purpose of the drug really was sold through the medical community as the way to stop osteoporosis from making your bones brittle and causing you to have fractures.
Right.
What it does do is the opposite. It makes your bones brittle. They may look more dense on a DEXA scan, but they break easier. And this is well documented now in the peer-reviewed literature. So they have a very good point. But as is oftentimes the case here, the FDA is given deference by the government, by the courts, and you can't really get at the drug companies because they're protected so well by the government. It's a state-sponsored monopoly.
What recourse would you have? Because you can't, you know, good luck suing the FDA. I mean, you've done it and you've even won, but it didn't really change their behavior, did it?
No, they just revert back to the same suppression of information and corrupt practices that preceded the judicial decision. I've been able to prevail repeatedly on specific instances, and they'll back away for a time, and then they come swinging right back and suppress again. The real solution to this thing is to get rid of the FDA in favor of having a statutory system that would delegate the power to decide drug reviews to universities that did actual testing of the drugs in a blinded manner, and then their results would presumptively be the determination without having all these politicians rule the game. The way it works now is you've got an FDA commissioner who's politically approved by Congress who sits there for a time knowing they're going to pop back out into the marketplace after a term of years. And they pick winners and losers, and they do that to ensure their own financial success and status when they get out. And it's been a disaster since the inception of the FDA. It's one of the most corrupt institutions now. Very powerful, very corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why I've argued that, you know, as much as I would like to see better people in, and we're seeing some of the worst being thrown out because of the behavior in Congress, for instance, very often, again, you could write to your congressman or woman, and they'd say, well, talk to the FDA. And the FDA would say, well, it's the purview of Congress. They can change it if they want to. So, as you know, everybody points a finger elsewhere. And so I see, and I brought this up to you before, state nullification being one means by which we can curtail the overreach of the federal government and its oligarchy at this point.
Well, it is a potential, and the one powerful reason for that is that Congress expressly has exempted regulation of the practice of medicine from the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So states regulate the practice of medicine. Well, if a physician in the confines of his own office thinks that a particular substance should be used therapeutically, unless that physician advertises it in interstate commerce, then it's likely only governable by the state. And so it can be that states can pass legislation that authorize physicians to do those things that are helpful, less costly, and can avoid the reliance upon FDA-approved drugs. Now, FDA might get upset about it. There might be some clash between the feds and the states. But I think it's a pretty strong basis to argue for the states that the practice of medicine includes the decision-making power of a physician to choose what available substances are useful in the treatment of disease. So long as the state authorizes it and finds it approved, far, you know, what power should the FDA have over preventing it?
Okay, exactly. Well, listen, we want to see these problems resolved. We want to see liability put back on those who actually commit these crimes against the American people, whether it be the pharmaceutical industry or the individuals that are shielded from some kind of liability due to their corporate status or otherwise. But I always look for efficiency. Whatever mechanism that we can use that would work would be ideal at that point. It looks like we had a call coming in. Someone's watching on the YouTube, Jonathan. Let's see what's going on here. Chris, you're on the air. This is Robert Scott Bell Show, Jonathan Emore. Do you have a question about Big Pharma?
Well, I mentioned the bisphosphonate drugs. That is right, everything you've been saying, that they increase the bone fragility and thus cancer, especially with the jawbone, where a lot of people have lost their jawbones and their lives as a result of the bisphosphonate drugs. And I wanted to run by you what you think of microcrystalline hydroxyapatite supplements that I've been taking for about 15 years now, and noticed that it increased the stability of a lot of my teeth that used to be loose. Then I ran out, and then those tooth got loose again, and I started taking the microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, and the teeth firmed up again. And same with a similar situation with a friend who was diagnosed with severe osteoporosis after her femur was broken a year after taking microcrystalline hydroxyapatite.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question. Chris, is there a controversy here? Has the FDA banned this particular dietary supplement?
No, but there was a long controversy with the Federal Trade Commission back in the 1990s with the originator of MCHA. That
was it?
Ethical nutrient.
Was it based on a claim they made in an advertisement?
Well, yes, it was. But the FTC, if you look at the FTC's own website, that they were trying to get ethical nutrients to make to justify all sorts of claims that they never actually had made, but still the ethical nutrients prevail. I posted that up in your YouTube chat room,
yeah.
Where they the prime claim that they could justify that they had always made is that it increases bone density and mass up to 30% per year.
Well, that's a structure statement, so that's not a drug claim, so it shouldn't have been problematic, but that often doesn't stop the FTC that also extends even more teeth than the FDA when it wants to clamp down on something that competes with a drug like Fosamax. Jonathan, you see their behavior, just it's outrageous. This is pretty typical.
Well, the FTC is a basket case, to tell you the truth. The enforcement divisions in the FTC frequently take hyper-academic positions on what is deceptive, and without any proof whatsoever that a specific consumer is harmed, or that consumers in mass have been injured, or that a slight change in advertising might avoid all of the problems they're saying exist, they proceed along drawing the company through this long, costly investigatory and hearing process or trial, and oftentimes bankrupt the institution before a judgment is even reached. They use these extremely draconian and intrusive discovery methods that cost the company, forced the company to spend millions in attorneys to get the information and go through the information, evaluate it, and so on. It's really one of the most outrageously abusive systems that prosecutes people before they even have probable cause to believe that they've actually caused anyone any harm.
Right. Well, they'll bleed them dry till they just acquiesce or just give up. And, of course, then deny the people the right to access something that actually works in promoting health as opposed to taking it away, like Merck's Fosamax. Back with more of Jonathan Emord after this. Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today.
And yet,
again, that's
true,
betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Health information to distinguish an alcohol
product. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance.
Blank,
become part of a group of self-care patients that come together to share with each other's medical expenses.
Like
individual share amounts begin at $110 a month and $347
so
for families.
To,
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Scenario, and that's where we are.
Want revenge on a common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free commie shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stock. Stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Of money, if you're 85 or younger,
would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day.
Well, I do,
learn more, visit FDA.gov/OTC Pain Info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you have inalienable rights, that are birthright.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, he's rocking it in my ear. I'm hearing it now. I can hear. Yes. Hallelujah. Jonathan Nemord, my co-host here every week when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty, talking on the breaks to our YouTube crowd as well. Those of you listening on radio through GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication, or later through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, the archives at robertscottbell.com, including the YouTube. Jonathan, we're talking about inalienable rights, and I posited this issue of a permission society, a permission culture. It's polite and appropriate to ask permission if you're dealing with somebody else's property. We try to teach our kids that, right? It's not your toy. It's his or her toy. Ask permission. And of course, if you want to walk across somebody's property, ask permission. That's appropriate. But why is it we ask permission of the government or authoritarian power structures that claim that we have to, even though it's our property we're dealing with, like with the Second Amendment, my ability to carry, conceal, or otherwise? I won't ask permission for that, because then that presumes that I've given up my right and allowed it to be relegated to privilege status, which can be taken away based on whatever perceived behavior they don't like.
So we have such a pervasive regulatory state that people born into that environment start with an erroneous supposition that they have something, but only by leave of the government. That is, I can own a gun or own an automobile or own a house or own real estate, but I shouldn't at all be surprised when the state says that my use of those things may occur only in certain circumstances that rule out all other circumstances. And I don't ask the question that I should, which is, do I have an inalienable right to life, liberty, and property such that if I acquire through my own labor a piece of property, it is mine, and I have 100% ownership of it. So long as I don't use it to violate the equal rights of others, I should be able to capitalize on it as I see fit. But instead, we have situations where Department of Agriculture or the EPA or the Bureau of Land Management will intervene and say, oh, for example, you have water on your farm. Now that is a wetland. It is a regulatory wetland, and we are forbidding you from planting crops on that land.
Which means you
planted crops on for over 100 years.
Which by definition means it's not really yours, if they can do that.
It's not really yours. Or you are told that you must seek approval or get a license to do one thing or another that, again, does not involve an activity that is harmful to others, that does involve an activity that enhances your own health and welfare or perhaps the employment opportunities of others. And this is even far worse because we have a captive regulatory state. It's a captive of the leading industry that they're supposed to be regulating. Every agency of the government that has any significant regulatory role is largely a captive of the industry that it regulates. And usually it's a winners and losers type of environment where the government picks winners and industry leaders.
But Jonathan, the people have become captive. You know, they perceive their children of government that have to ask permission to wipe their butts and noses. If I'm not tolerant of those people,
it starts. It's in the education system. I mean,
right.
It's just as grotesque. It's in the public schools.
We've lost generations to this.
Yeah, we don't encourage people to be independent, individual achievers. We say we punish them when they achieve on the playground. We say, oh, there's no winner and loser in this game. Well, that's nonsense. There's a winner and there's a loser. You create this artificial reality that no one won, no one lost, everyone won. That's nonsense. And they create this mental framework in the classroom that those who have something should feel guilty because others don't. Well, that's utter nonsense as well.
Yeah, it is.
You know, opportunity for everybody. But if some do well, merit is what it's all about. Salute those to do well.
Try all right, Jonathan.
Yourself.
I apologize. We're out of time. The Sacred Fire of Liberty is up for this week. Look forward to next week already. Jonathan, you are a wonderful friend to all those who love liberty. Appreciate you so much. We got a lot more healing to go next hour because the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.